He's the self-proclaimed smartest mouth in the South, one of a few radio personalities with an actual personality. He's loved and hated in equal measure, and is unapologetically agnostic. He shares his perspectives on humans, God, the radio life, and more. Local FM meets Keisho, the maestro.
So, Keisho, you hate people. Why?
Look around you. We have so much, but we don't have anything. There's so much, there could be so much love, but there's so much hate. There's no, human beings are ordinary. We're very arrogant. We think we're better than we actually are. Let me break it down this way. There's this analogy that my father gave me when I was a kid. And I remember the Hubble telescope when it drifted out of our solar system. Mm-hmm. And the last set of pictures that it took were displayed on a particular website, the okay. last set of pictures. And this planet was so small, it was so tiny that they had to put an arrow. There was just, you know, there were so many dots, you know, in space. There were so many dots. So one of the dots was planet Earth. And my father, who's not exactly the most religious person, either he has his switches. I'm definitely not religious. My father said that, that's how tiny we are in the eyes of God. So who the fuck are we? I mean, how do we think we know everything? How do we think we know anything? We do not. I know the day I was born because that's what they told me. What if I wasn't born that day? I don't remember what happened when I came out of the womb. I don't know that. I do not know the day I will die, except I decide that I'm taking my life now, which for some reason, I might not succeed in taking the life. I might shoot myself in the head and the bullet goes somewhere and I just end up in a coma for a very long time. Lots of things can happen in the process. Nobody really knows anything. I do not know when I was born. I do not know when I will die. So what the fuck do I know? Because I think all the answers that we are looking for, that we run to religion, cosmogony, that we run to all these things for, that we turn to science also, I'll go more with science. All the answers are in life and death. I think the answers only lie in death. We can only find out what the fuck or who the fuck we are after we die. So why are we so particular about being alive? What's so special about this? I find it very boring. Human beings are very, very boring. Backstabbing one another, not being loyal to each other, not being good to one another. Worshipping superficial things. Things that fade, just like our lives will fade. We get older. I'm not as good looking as I used to be. My body is not as strong as it used to be. Sexually, I'm not as... My stamina has totally, totally dropped. You know, and it will happen to every fucking human being out there. It will happen to every fucking human being. And we try to make the best of what we can with the little time that we can. The whole idea of life is, it's a fucking prison. We're just here until we die. I don't like that.
Do you believe in the afterlife?
I don't know what the fuck is happening. I do not know anything. Tony, I only believe what I see. I only believe what I see. I only believe what I can feel. I only believe what I can deduce with the limited knowledge that God has given us, because our knowledge is totally fucking limited. You know, because as much as we know is how as much as we do not know. We're talking about artificial intelligence yesterday,
and yeah, we were.
It takes an amazing level of mental capacity to be able to design a life form, another life form. You've been a limited life form yourself. That's knowledge. But at the same time, the lack of knowledge is knowing that life form eventually might become something intractable, something you cannot control. Exactly. And you still go ahead to create it. You know, that's stupidity. Stupidity at its highest level. And I don't know.
The argument is artificial intelligence is supposed to be created to make our lives a lot easier.
Yeah.
You know, people are actually buying into that.
But yeah, an intelligence that eventually can change course, can decide, this is what I want to be. I don't want to be what you want me to be. And as I said earlier, we talked about art imitating life.
Exactly. Because we've been seeing it in movies, we've been reading it in books.
Exactly.
And it's happening.
It's happening. The Matrix, the Terminator trilogy, before they use us once it did. After the trilogy, we've been seeing these things happening in movies. Sci-fi movies say it all. Yeah. They say it all. I can only believe what the fuck I see. I don't know about the afterlife. I know there's a God. I don't believe in the God that you guys worship. I don't know about the whole Jesus scenario and all. I don't. I really do not believe that a God that is good can create such an evil world. This world, the type of nonsense that happens in this world, it makes me feel like whoever created us is some sadist somewhere. That's not a good God, I'm sorry. The whole concept of the universe is based on imbalance.
Mm.
There's so much imbalance. How is it that a perfect God creates an imperfect world? It doesn't make any sense. How is it that a God that knows everything and is all good? Look at the combination. This God knows everything. So it means that he knows what is going to happen. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's believe the whole Adam and Eve fairy tale. It's a fairy tale to me. Sounds good. It read good while I was in school. It's bullshit. Let's take Adam and Eve, for example. God knew that he was going to create Adam and Eve. He knew, let's get higher up. Lucifer, whatever his name is, God knew he was going to create him and he was going to turn into a devil since he knows everything. So why did he go ahead and create? Isn't God very human-like? Isn't that very human-like? We're just talking about artificial intelligence, creating something that you know that eventually might
have a mind of its own and then change its
and change its ways. And not go the way you want it to. And God also did the same thing. He knew Adam and Eve were going to fuck up. And
he created the scenario.
He still created the scenario. So it means that he knew that the earth was going to be taken over by sin. So he knew one day he would send his son, Jesus, to come and die for our sins. It doesn't make any fucking sense. And this evil world, and it's the major reason why I cannot, I'm one of the few people that was created wholly good. I like being good. I like man getting along with man. I like helping where I can. This fucking evil world was endorsed by a good God. That's bullshit. So I don't know about the afterlife, Tony. I believe what I see. I believe what I feel. That's how I'll be until my last breath. I don't give a fuck, actually. I don't give a fuck. There are too many questions that are not being answered. And the idiocy of people...
questions that can't be answered.
The idiocy of people with a high level of fallibility of our so-called men of God, with all the corrupt practices, their immoral acts that we see every day, and people still flock to this thieves. This fraud stars, it's the stupidity of man. Is this same man that would tell me he knows shit? Nah, we are fucked up people. I'm just going through the motions, that's all.
While you're going through the motions, a lot of stuff has been happening. You're on radio. Mm-hmm. I had Osags up in here a while ago. He complained about radio personalities being empty. He referred to them as on-air bots. Of course, we have a few exceptions. Mm-hmm. You're in radio. Why are you in radio?
I love radio. I love talking. I grew up on radio. You know who my father is. It's the only thing I wanted to do. Music was just a side, even though that hurts that I quit that. But the whole idea was that I'll do music till like I'm 30, 31, then I'll switch to radio. Radio was always the end game for me. I like the fact that I can get out there and entertain people and through my personality. It's almost effortless for me because it's the personality that I bear in real life that I still take on radio. Yeah. So it's very seamless for me. So it works for me and they seem to love it. You know, they seem to love it. That's why I'm on radio. I love fucking radio. I love talking. I make money off talking. Works for me.
Definitely. So let's still go back to it. The whole on-air bot thing.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is wrong with radio?
It's a lack of personalities. Okay, what exactly? Let's not make it too broad. Are you talking about the on-air bots?
I'm talking about the on-air bots.
I was actually upset
when people don't have opinions.
I was actually upset.
Blanket thing now.
I was upset for two reasons when I heard the Osags, talk concerning on-air bots because obviously he hasn't listened to me, and. It's a lack of personalities. It's a lack of people getting into it. because they actually want to achieve something. Because they want to create something. Everybody just wants to be the next superstar. OAPs now, they put themselves up there with the artists. You understand? They're also stars. They want to be out there. Some of us really don't want to be out there. We want to make an impression. We want to make an impact. We want to stand for something. And say, this is what I stand for. I don't give a fuck. There are just too many personalities out there that are not true personalities. Mm-hmm. And because of all the way that it can be glossed over, mm-hmm. with especially the big radio stations, mm-hmm. who are properly packaged, look at, you know, most of 90% of their OAPs are shit. Because there's really no personality behind them. Most of them are fake.
Do you think training can help with this? Do you think?
No, I don't think you can train somebody to have a personality.
It's something you have to be. It's something you bring to the job.
It's something you have to have. It can be worked on along the way.
Okay.
I never got any training. It's in the blood. And I think I actually need to be trained on some things. I need to be trained on cutting down on the personality at times. No, I don't think you can train people. You can give them the basics, but a continuity announcer is different. Yes, you can train people to be that, but not on a personality. Continuity announcers are supposed to blend with a scenario. They're supposed to be there. Yeah. They're not supposed to stand out. They're just parts of the machinery that keeps it going. On air personalities are the engine. They're supposed to stand out. You need to drive something. You need to drive traffic. That's what it is. So I don't think you can be trained to do that. I think it's all about talent. It's, for me, it's talent. It's why I do not... I've mentored a couple of young men, and one thing I always notice is along the way, they try to start doing what I do. So I always tell them at the beginning that you cannot do what I do, which is why I do not like mentoring. I just like helping. You can't really do what I can do, because it's a difficult place to be, being me. You understand? A lot of people hate what I do on radio, even though the listeners seem to love it. as the ratings say, a lot of people hate what I do just because they don't do what I do. And their ratings suffer for not doing what I do. And the fact that they hate what I do doesn't make any sense to me, which brings us back to why I cannot stand human beings. Do you understand? I'm doing my thing. Mm-hmm. You think what I'm doing is fake. But it's freaking working. You think what I'm doing should not be done that way? It's working. And instead of you picking some things off what I do, you're sitting down there and you're hating on me and looking for a way to mess up my grind. And you're not doing anything about your ratings. Your ratings are suffering. They're dead. Nobody's listening to you, motherfucker. Everybody's listening to me. Once I go on it, people go out of their way to listen to me. You know, and I always tell people, I'll keep going around because there's so much to talk about. Sorry. So people I mentor, I always tell them, don't start doing what I do. Pick what, who are you? Who are you? Do not lie to yourself. What works for you? Go around what works for you. Look into it. Look inside you. How can you throw it out there? Because what a lot of these OAPs do not understand is that the listener, you need to remind the listener that you're only human. That's how they connect with you. I was telling what's her name, Melody, the other day, because her idea of content on radio is going on
packing all the
information. Now, what information does she pack? Stories about foreign artists. And I'm like, there's Google.
Everybody knows how.
Everybody has this shit. Don't come on air and tell me stuff I can Google. Don't tell me stuff I can fucking Google. It's there. Puffy just slept with this person. It pops up on my Android. I'm following a lot of these sites. It pops up. Don't tell people what they can simply Google. Connect your everyday life to what you do on radio. What makes you special? What's that thought pattern that will stand out today on radio? So while they're packing all that content, all I have to do is say two things on a show. And one thing alone, when somebody hears, who the fuck just said this? The next day, while they're looking for a station to tune into, they'll be like, there's this guy that said this. Please, let's go back to that guy. That's how it fucking works. People need to understand that you're human. You can't come on radio sounding perfect. Life isn't perfect. The people's lives aren't perfect. It doesn't make any fucking sense. That's why lots of times on radio, I sound not prepared. Because it shows I'm human. I'm not making a robotic process. I'm making a free process. That's why lots of times I'm very spontaneous. It can just come to me there and I change everything, okay. Which is why I do not like the idea of show preps. You know what I'm saying? It's crap. Most of the time I send a show prep and I do something totally different because something else came to me that is better than what I sent to you.
More relatable at that time.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? It might be on my way to work and I see something. I'm like, okay, I'm talking about this today. You know, they're not themselves. They're liars. They're liars. They go on radio and lie. People know you're fucking lying. There's only fake people like you that are listening. You know, people know you're fucking lying. So your personality is not real enough. It's not. That's why people say Keisho is controversial. I'm not controversial. I'm just real. I say it as it is, and I say what people want to say that you are not saying. I say people. You'll be shocked, but people be like, "Yo, motherfucker, spoke the truth," and that's what it is. I say things that other people don't say. Nobody else knows what the fuck I do. I'm a fucking personality. I'm not just a fucking robot on radio.
Straight up, 2017 local entertainment. Anybody stand out for you?
2017, it's been the same cycle. It's been the
nobody cycle. Nobody stood out? I thought there were a few.
Let's get to that. I'm trying to think of who stood out. Okay. Because I think at the start of the year, I was expecting some people to have gotten, for example, this Maven guy, the rapper, Paul. Okay. I was expecting that, because when he joined Maven, he dropped that, what's the name of that song? Man Already.
Man Already, yeah.
Man Already, got a few spins and... I played it a lot because of the theme of my show, I like playing a lot of rap, at least bouncy rap, not hardcore bullshit, not boring.
Are you seriously hating on hip-hop these days?
I'm not hating on hip-hop, I just think that...
What was the phrase, Konida fun hip-hop?
Well, the kong pago fun yoni, not your hip-hop show, I'm gonna win. You know, that's why when people come at me and say, your show is called The Hip-Hop Rad, I'd be like... I'm trying to balance shit, okay? I'm trying to, and hip hop is not exactly rap music. Hip hop is
it's the
and my and for me now, I've even turned hip hop into it's figurative for life. You understand?
Okay.
You know, we're just trying to bring the hip and the hop out of us scenarios. It's an escapist experience. It's
the number one escapist lounge already.
It's very satirical. I take serious issues. We laugh over it. We have fun, play good music, and get the fuck out of there. You know, so fuck all that hip hop shit.
So back to Paul.
Quincy does the booth on Saturdays now, so he wants to do hip hop.
He just wants to be a part of.
I would just love Quincy to bust 16 bars. He should write 16 bars of his own one day. You know, one day. He knows I love him. Where were we, Jai? So Paul, you know, so I liked the Man Already song, and I don't think Don Jazzy pushed that song enough. I don't think he pushed that song enough.
I don't think
enough.
Don Jazzy is a fan of rap music.
So why did he sign Paul?
I don't know.
Right? Because a lot of us were scared, and that's why I liked the Man Already song. A lot of us were scared that he's on Maven now.
He put out another one with Tiwa.
I haven't heard that. He was at
I
the station.
Liked it though.
Was at the station recently. He was interviewed by VN.
You know, he should have been on your show.
No, the males really don't like coming on my show. It's the females that usually... I think it's an ego thing. Oh. They like OAPs that they can dominate. And it's very easy when you're good with words to dominate a female presenter.
Oh.
The few of them, and lots of the female presenters, so they want to farms. They want to be on the good side of the artist. Okay. I don't want to be on the good side of any motherfucking artist.
What you just said echoes with what Osag's talked about. He said this was one of the problems OAPs were having. That apparently, apart from, you know, having their regular jobs, some of them acted as PR agents to some of these artists.
Exactly.
So we don't want to spoil their
exactly.
money. And you've just echoed that right now.
And I'm actually getting to a stage, I've always said this, but I can't avoid it at times. My friends, I don't like interviewing them because I can't really, there are things I want to talk about that I cannot talk about. You know, this young man, Chris Beats, I've gotten quite close to him. I really like the young man, and nowadays the interviews are getting boring for me. It's not like he actually fell in love with me on our first interview.
Oh, okay.
You understand? That was before he was this big, and after he started running his own stuff, he'll tell his manager, "I want that bros, because I was me. I harassed him."
Okay.
He now came in the second time. He was totally different. And I watched his story. He was like, "Bros, you made me like this," you know. And anytime he wants an interview on the station, it's me that he wants. But now it's getting boring. Because we've gotten close. It's just fun now.
Okay.
You know, so I can't really ask some questions. I had some sensitive questions. For example, I don't like his album.
Oh, you don't?
I don't like his album. I do not like, he was on the day he launched the album, he was on my show. Okay. And I couldn't tell him, I don't like your album.
Wow.
He's a fantastic producer, but I don't like the album. He has an artist. What's his name? CJ.
Yeah.
CJ, I think the boy is weak. The boy is totally weak. He's dropped like 2-3 songs. You can't have that type of producer at your beck and call. And Quizbeat is ready to spend money on this boy. You know, and you haven't had a hit yet. Come on, at least something close.
But
to
the album has quite a number of artists. I think what
he has a lot of artists. He has artists like Yemi Alade.
Yeah, he's been, and Skills.
Yeah. He knows. He knows. I don't like Skills.
He knows.
It's almost like I almost felt like telling you know the last time like, how come you put artists that I cannot stand, really weak artists, Yemi Alade and Skills on your album? Like, how does that happen?
What's your beef with Yemi Alade?
Like, she's a terrible musician. She's always been a terrible musician. I think she was better during the Bamboo days. Then I think a monster was now created when she dropped
Johnny.
Come on. It worked. We all liked Johnny. It was different. It was different. It was a breakthrough. Then she stopped singing. She was singing before Johnny. When Johnny happened, as I said, it was a monster was created, and she stopped singing. She started singing stupid songs like Ferrari. She doesn't say shit on her songs. She's a pathetic songwriter, and she has a voice, so I can't say a singer. She's a pathetic songwriter. She needs to get people to write her songs.
The argument remains that people don't pay attention to lyrics, and they just only hear beats.
It doesn't mean that you should be that dumb. The same people that say that, oh, it doesn't have to be too deep, are the same people that get irritated when you keep serving them that type of nonsense. They can allow it once or twice. We're like, okay, what's wrong? Do you really think we're stupid? You know, we're looking to get away, you know, but what the fuck is this? You get away, bitch. You know, that's what the fuck is happening. You know, that's what is happening. The Yemi's music is shit. She needs songwriters. She needs to call Simi. Simi, write me a couple of songs and pay Simi. That's what the fuck happens. That's what the fuck works.
We're talking 2017 standouts. And make Simi stand out for you in 2017.
Simi is my favorite Nigerian artist. Are you fucking crazy?
I wanted to be sure.
Simi is... I listen to album every fucking morning. On weekend nights when I can't sleep, that's the album I listen to. When I wake up in the morning, when I'm taking my bath, that's what I'm listening to. It's a beautiful album. It was highly thematic. There was love all over the album. Different types of love. There was even divine love there. There's a song she made for God that a lot of people will not know. And some of the lyrics were, Simi can talk. Then there was a song that she made, and we actually, while she was in the studio, while she was on my show, you know, I admitted that the song was like talking about me. Original.
Okay.
You've heard Original?
Yeah, I have.
No Nigerian artist has ever talked to
me. I haven't picked the favorite of the album yet. Everything just touches me different way.
Original is my favorite because it's like it's talking to me directly. Nobody has made a song for us misfits yet. Okay. You understand? That song was for us misfits. And not too many of us misfits have loved ourselves through the process of being misfits. I'm totally conceited. Everybody knows that. I enjoy being a misfit. I'll rub it in your face, which is why a lot of people don't like me. That, yes, I do not fit in. I do not know how to blend. I don't like people much, but I love me. You understand? I love me. I'm beautiful. Because I am not like you doesn't mean there's anything wrong with me. The way I see it is that there's something wrong with you, bitch. You understand? That's how I see it. You know, so that song says that you are original for being you. That's what that song is saying. And some of the lyrics are, you know how she is, the little wit, depth, it's Simi.
She's a brilliant writer too.
Simi is the best thing that came out of this country this year. Fuck anybody else. Fuck Yemi Alade, man. Simi, fuck Yemi Alade. Yemi Alade is a joke. I'm sorry.
Let's get into 2018. Plans. Are you expanding your radio brand?
Definitely. I'm a very lazy person. I'm a very lazy person, and few people will admit this. This is why I say that I'm real. Other people are not, and I've foot dragged on too many things. I'm not a jack of all trades. The only thing I'm good at is radio. The only thing I'm good at is doing what I do on radio. I'm not good at mixing. I'm not good with technology. I'm quasi computer literate. So there are so many aspects, especially the social media aspect of things, haven't locked that down. And kudos to certain people that warned me about this. Kemi Smalls warned me about this. Yeah. You know, the Instagram handle thing, Keisho, you're not doing that. And I'm old school. I don't give a fuck. I thought it was just about, I thought making money off this shit was just about being good on radio. You know?
Times have changed.
You understand? Times have changed and it fucking pisses me off.
Times have changed.
So I think I got caught out there. I got caught out in the cold, you know, and I need to get out of that territory. So I have a management team now. Rafani.
Yeah.
So from next year on, Rafani will be handling everything. I need to start showing up more for events, which I hate. But I have to
so
do
you're
it.
Working on your wardrobe and stuff.
Yeah, definitely working on my
getting
wardrobe.
Dressed up these days.
Yeah. You know, so I need to get out there. I'm working on my own podcast.
Yay! You know? Nice.
Yeah. So we can
extend the whole hip hop right.
Exactly.
We
yeah.
can't catch you on there.
Exactly.
We should catch you online.
Exactly. So it'll be more of a mixture of what's his name? Trevor Noah, and
okay with the Tonight Show.
Yeah. Trevor Noah, a hip hop version of what Trevor Noah does. Nice. I'm going to have a DJ. So it's going to be more entertainment based.
I'm loving it already.
You understand? So that's what I'm working on right now. It's going to take a lot of resources and all, but
yeah.
So that I need to be seen next year. You know, I'm too good looking not to be seen.
All right. Yeah. Family life?
Family life. I'm with somebody now. I'm very serious. And I hope we get married next year, which is part of the reasons why I'm getting a new direction for my life. I've been floating for too long. Hmm. As you know, I'm not tied down to this world by any responsibilities or anything. But now I plan on having my own child, my son. No girls in my semen.
Let's just say, you know, a girl comes.
No girl will come. So I have somebody else. I plan to get married. I plan on having my own child. And obviously, then there's responsibility. There's push. There's drive. Because when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I need to take care of this motherfucker. And the type of father that raised me, I got to raise my child well. I have to give my child anything my child wants because I brought that motherfucker to this world. You understand? There's no excuse because that motherfucker was somewhere. We don't know where that motherfucker was when I was fucking his mom. And, so I'm going to take responsibility for any child I bring to this world. I'm going to give that child anything that child wants because that child deserves anything because that child is mine. You know, so that's how it's going to be. So that's the drive now. So it's not for me anymore because I don't give a fuck about me. You know, but I give a fuck about that offspring of mine, that extension of my life force. That'll be my child. So there's that direction. Family, I want to get married this year. I want that.
This year or next year?
Next year, God willing.
2018.
Because,
of course, we'll still be playing this next year. Mm-hmm. So 2018, he's getting married and... we'll finish up our bottles and then continue with the rest of our conversation, definitely off air. But I've had Keisho, the maestro, self-proclaimed smartest mouth in the South, and it's been a pleasure.
Definitely. But there's nothing else to say.
You want to keep talking?
No, I'm tired, actually.
You've been listening to Local FM Meets, interesting conversations, interesting people. Our guest has been City FM radio personality, Keisho, the maestro.